The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to this evening's action in Killarney. It's day three of their four-day July meeting. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line to look ahead to this evening's mixed card is William Hill Radio's Irish Racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
I'm good, mate. You?
Yeah, good, thank you. It's been quite good stuff in Killarney so far.
It has, yeah. Decent first night, not so good last night. Went for a bit of a touch-on-one at a big price and can only manage fourth and one or two near misses, but yeah, seems a bit stronger tonight. I'm a bit more confident of having a few winning selections throughout the card.
Right, okay. Confident then, good stuff. Let's get stuck into the action straight away. The 5:40 is the first race. We start with a maiden over a mile and three quarters, and Aidan O'Brien's Tigris River heads the betting at 8-11. Aidan O'Brien's won five of the last six renewals of this, and this horse looks to have a pretty similar profile to last year's winner Royal Irish Hussar. Special Tiara is second favourite at 4-1, a grade one winning chaser over 2 miles. Desert Moor Stream turned into a pretty decent hurdler as well. He's 8-1, 8-1 for McNicholson and Pink Hat as well, and then 14-1 for Cleft and 18s or bigger prices the remaining runners. It's quite an interesting maiden to start the card, Andy.
Yeah, this should be called the Galway preparation maiden, I think. When I looked at this race this morning, I'm thinking, goodness me, how many horses are going to the Galway festival here? Virtually half the field, I'd imagine. I think we're definitely going to see the likes of Desert Moor Stream, McNicholson, Special Tiara, and more than likely Pink Hat and Orpheus Valley as well, all struck their stuff at Ballybritton another 2-3 weeks' time. And this race, I think, is going to be used as a stepping stone for whatever race connections I have in mind after tonight. So it might well be that Tigris River's the only try here because I think finishing touches are going to be putting onto the preparations, as I said, of quite a few hurdler stroke chasers. Tigris River just had the one run this season. It was in the period when Aidan O'Brien basically couldn't have a winner and most of his horses were needing a run. And it wasn't a bad run as well. On the face of it, he finished fourth behind Fascinating Rock, who subsequently went on to win the Derrynstown and run quite respectably in the Derby itself. And because he's the only, if you like, fully fledged proper flat horse in this race with form, he might well just be good enough, particularly as I said, one or two of these are probably not going to be as cherry ripe as you would like. So he's definitely a worthy favourite. Whether you want to back him at 8-11 is obviously down to personal choice. If there is going to be a bit of a turn-up, or let's look for one from an each-way perspective who's more than likely going to run her race, and that would probably be Pink Hat. At least she comes here on the back of a good couple of runs over hurdles at Kilbeggan, and the other day down in Leopardstown on the flat when she was touched off by Gambling Girl. Gambling Girl herself came here last night, ran quite respectably and beaten by Marches Marconi, of course, was rated 101. So if you're looking for something perhaps without a favourite, or you know, at least he's going to run on its merits, I would suggest Pink Hat is probably the one. But do keep an eye on all those horses I mentioned, particularly McNicholson. I think he's a horse going places, and his win in the Punchestown Festival was a good one as well, and the race has worked out really well. I'd be very keen on whatever race connections decide for him at Ballybrit, but as it stands, I'm going to select Pink Hat each way or without the favourite in the first race.
Okay, Pink Hat each way or without the favourite in the first race then. Yeah, we could rename that the Galway rehearsal / Aidan O'Brien usually wins this maiden.
That's the one. Yeah, you've got it.
Yeah. On to the 6:10 next, race two on the card, and this is a filly's handicap over a mile and three furlongs, and the betting is headed by Tarzina, who's 9-4 at the time of recording, 7-2 for Hannah's Magic, 9-2 for Dance with Another and Princess Polita, 7-1 for Willowing, Go Gentle is 8-1, and then it's 20-1 for the other two runners in the lineup. What are your thoughts on the 6:10, Andy?
Yeah, this looked a fairly straightforward race when I glanced at it first of all yesterday, and again I did it again this morning. The two informed fillies who have got the best figures of late, and most of their form seems to be coming at Leopardstown, is Tarzina and Hannah's Magic, and Therefore, no great surprise when I looked on Odd Checker this morning. Tolzini is trading at 9-4 William Hill, and Haddon's Magic is the 7-2 second favourite. So pretty much how I'd expect them to bet this race. Of the two, I think probably Haddon's Magic is the one I go for on this occasion. I napped Tolzini the other night, so stand by this horse absolutely bolting up tonight. Now I've left it alone. But I do like quite like Haddon's Magic as well. I mean, she was a bit unlucky the last hour. I napped this horse the other night, and she was run up beyond Hellenistic, but I do think Hellenistic, the Dermot Weld stable, is a horse going places, and I think if that horse lines up at Ballybritton in a week's time, then a week or two's time, I think he'll probably win. So we're looking for a good run here from Arthur Moore's filly, who chased him home and sort of tied in with Mr. Snagsby. I think there isn't a great deal between Haddon's Magic and Tolzini using that horse as a guide, because Tolzini was third in the race at Spring Cup Focus 1, of course Mr. Snagsby was second. So, as I said, collaterally, I know it's a very tenuous form link, but there shouldn't necessarily be too much between them. But I think the advantage might well be that Haddon's Magic now gets a chance to race over mile three, and she goes back to Killarney, a track where she's already performed to a decent standard. That was when she was run up behind the Daredevil Day early on in the season. So, although she hasn't won a race yet, it's through bad luck more than anything else, rather than any weakness in her quality. So, if you can get sort of 7-2, 4-1 Haddon's Magic and all eight runners go to post, it's impossible not to see her being in the frame. So let's go with her each way.
Okay, on to the 6:45 next, race three on the card, and this is a three-year-old handicap over the extended mile, and Port Merion is the 7-4 favourite at the time of recording. 5-1 for Mezzogiorno. It's also 5-1 for Raggy. Brognaz Newer is 6-1 with Sparky Saki. Krikora is 7-1 and 15-2 for Pico. Not much winning form on offer here, Andy, so which one do you side with here?
I'm going to go with Port Merion. Basically because it's the only one I could select with any degree of confidence. I think this is a pretty weak race. I don't think there'll be much betting activity on it. And it's just such a shambles of a race, really, to be honest, to sort of get your head around. So with Port Merion's form looking pretty much the most reliable on show, I'm going to go with him, particularly that run behind Tialino down in Gowran. That form's been advertised as well. The winner's gone in since. Didn't run too badly the other day. It was just outpaced by, obviously, one of the inform horses in Ireland, handicap-wise, Panama Hat. I think all podcasters know about Andrew Oliver's charge by now. And Wildcat Kitten, who was third, was running for the second day in succession, of course, having won at Gowran at the day before. And this horse only got beat three lengths by Dermot Wells' charge. So, off a mark of 65, Port Merion, which, if you've never been there, is a really popular tourist village in North Wales, and I recommend a visit, should take this 6:45.
Oh, not only horse tips, but travel advice as well.
Absolutely, mate.
Port Merion in the 6:45, then on to the 7:15 next, and we're over obstacles for the first time here. It's a beginner's chase over 2 miles and 1 furlong, and Midnight Game is the 7-4 market leader this morning. Now trained by Gordon Elliott, he's finished second on all three starts since moving to that trainer. His former trainer, Willie Mullins, has the next in the betting, Umbo Roman, who's 2-1. 5-1 for Sizing Sahara, 13-2 for Formidable Opponent, 8-1 for Hurricane Ridge, and then 20-1 or bigger prices the rest. So is it a case of Midnight Game might bump into another one here in the shape of Umbo Roman, Andy, or do you see it a different way?
Yeah, it's a quietly closely matched affair. Between 3 or 4 in this race, I wouldn't be overly strong or dogmatic in any way, shape or form. Umbo Roman, he definitely need good ground. His last three runs have all been on soft or heavy ground. He basically doesn't go a yard on that ground, and if it remains quick, then he's definitely got an obvious chance in his beginner's chase debut. He's a proper summer jumping type. Midnight Game's just been unlucky, really. I don't think there's any frailties in his finishing kick. You know, he's just been up against horses who, are quite useful. Kaelin Annam was, of course, we know how good she is, and Lord Ben is a very tenacious horse as well. Sizing Sahara comes here following a year off. The last time we saw him, he ran really well down in Wexford behind our man Zeebo. And Formidable Opponents, as a horse I quite like, I just don't think he's really had the chance to blossom yet for one reason or another. I don't quite know what his proper trip is. I've seen him run a few times, and he's run over 2.5. He seems to get sort of outpaced there, and this 2 mile one round here might be a bit sharp for him. So it really all depends on whether Umbo Roman can jump cleanly, and obviously being trained by Willie Mullins, you'd certainly expect that. And if he puts in a clear round, I think his overall pace on good ground, because he is a really quick horse, this horse might just be good enough to take this beginner's chase, but I haven't got a strong confident view on it.
Okay, on to the 7:45 next, and this is a handicap chase for five-year-olds and older, rated 0 to 102 over the extended 2.5 miles, and the Baylor is the 100 to 30 market leader. Boss Croker is 4 to 1, but is a reserve, so do keep an eye on that. 6 to 1 for Fenice Mall. Personal Shopper is 6 to 1, 7 to 1 for Baby Wiz. Old Supporter 8 to 1, 12 to 1, and bigger prices. The rest, quite an open race this one, Andy. So who'd you like in the 7:45?
Yeah, as I did last night in these situations, in these handicap chases, I'm just going to keep it simple. When you get an informed horse and an informed jockey in particular, that combination usually unlocks the key. And I'm going to go with the Baylor with that main man on board, Johnny Burke. For people listening to the podcast for the first time, then you definitely need to look at this fella, this young lad, conditional jockey. He's just absolutely different class. How on earth he managed to get a horse I tipped last night into the frame was beyond belief. It just shows you the sort of willingness he's got and the power in the saddle and the will to get a horse home from literally nothing. And he did exactly the same on this Bailey the day. What a brilliant ride this was on James Dentsey's 8-year-old. It was a very, very tricky ride. He certainly, let's say, made his mind up for him in the latter stage. It was almost McCoy-esque how he managed to lift this horse home up that hill at Downpatrick to win. So with Johnny on board, I just can't oppose anything he rides in these kind of races. He's definitely going places, and I suggest we stick with him and most of his rides throughout the summer jumping months.
Okay, on to the penultimate race this evening, the 8:20, and this is a handicap hurdle over 2 miles and 6 furlongs. And I said the last race was open. This one is definitely more open. Quarton, the 5-1 market leader, 6-1 for Giant's Quest and Feathard Player. Owlman Zebo is 13-2, 7-1 for Give Me a Break. Go Paddy Go is 9s with Acapulco Gold, who's been backed from 11-1. It's 10-1 for Cara's Oscar. Sizing Machine, another one that's attracted a bit of a nibble this morning, 12s into 10s, and then 12-1 or bigger prices the rest. Who'd you like here, Andy? 5-1 the field, quite an open race.
Yeah, this is an absolute rip-snort of a handicap hurdle, as you'd imagine, for €15,000 in the pot. And a lot of these, I'd imagine, will be strutting their stuff also at Ballybrit in a couple of weeks' time, hopefully off the back of good runs. When I looked at this race 2 or 3 days in advance, I did notice that two of my horses I want to follow in Ireland are both running in the same race. So I was kind of like holding my head in my hands, hoping one of them would run and the other one wouldn't, but they are both going to clash. So my only recommendation is to back both Fethar Player and Giant's Quest, two horses who come here in absolutely unstoppable form. That Fethar Player the other day was literally went round on the bridle when he won at Ballinrobe in a very fast time. He basically could have won with Big Daddy on his back that day. He was just unstoppable. And we've already seen two horses out of that race, Frank the Foreman. They were literally lapped by Fedar Player. They were Aaron Hill Chief, who finished fourth, and Elsie, who finished fifth. They both won subsequently, thus bolstering the form. He won by 13 lengths, but he could have doubled that distance if the handbrake would have been let off. He just clearly is a horse in the form of his life at the moment. Good ground, a hood on, 2.5 miles, fast pace, you name it. This horse can step up to the plate and handle it. He's 6-1 with William Hill this morning. He's definitely a bet. And the other one is Giant's Quest, as I mentioned. Harry Rogers is 8-year-old. A model of consistency over the last 2 or 3 years. He just never, ever runs a bad race. You can set your clock by him. He's about as reliable as the Swiss clock. And he comes off the back of an awesome performance at Dundalk on Saturday. This race was used as a stepping stone for Giant's Quest preparation for this race tonight. And he could not have been any more impressive. They went a real good gallop as well that night. There was only 5 runners, but the pace was strong from the outset, and this horse cantered to the front, turned into the home straight, and won with any amount in hand, signifying that he's in really good form. Again, similar to the other selection, 2.5 miles on good ground is absolutely ideal. Shane Short will take 7 off. It's also hard to see that Giant's Quest not running a huge race. So my recommendation here would be not to back one or the other, but to back both. You can get 6-1 the pair. So Fethar Player, Giant's Quest, hopefully one of those will win the 8:20.
Okay, a couple against the field there in the 8:20 then, and the 8:55 is the final race this evening. We finish with a ladies bumper over 2 miles and 1 furlong, and Blue Owen is the 2-1 favourite this morning. 9-2 for McLaren Vale and Hurry Kitty, 11-2 for Fjord Cottage. Don't Do It To Me is 10-1 with James Michael, and then 14-1 or bigger prices the rest. Who'd you like for the lucky last, Andy?
I'm not really left with a lot here, to be honest, Mark. There's only a few that have got recent form. Obviously, a lot of them either haven't had a run or they come from the point-to-point sphere, and I don't really know much about them. So we're just left with McLaren Vale and Blue Owen. I thought Blauer in shape really nicely on its second start, on much better ground than he encountered first time out at Roscommon when he was, you know, wasn't a force to be reckoned with. But given good to firm ground the other day down in Garmin, he did stand quite nicely in the latter stages, having been mid-division, sort of like with 4 or 5 to run. He came on quite strongly to finish second in the hands of Katie Harrington. He finished second to a horse called Dub Ella, who'd previously finished third to a nice horse of Willie Mullins's, which won the other night here at Killarney. So, collaterally, that form's working out quite well. And the other one is McLaren Vale, as I said, who finished third in Ballystown the other day behind another one of Willie Mullins's, actually running quite a commendable race for a 33-1 shot. So, as I said, I'm only really left with two, but I'll go with Blue Owen just because I think that run the other day was such an eye-catching one.
Okay, Blue Owen then in the lucky last. As always, Andy, let's just have a quick summary of your selections if you'll spin us through them one more time.
Yes, it might be a case of after you, Claude, in the first race. I'm not really sure what's going on with a lot of these horses who are going to have their preparations for Galway in a few weeks' time. But I'll go with Pink Hat anyway. I think she'll be leapt to run on her own devices. So I'll go with her without the favourite or from an each-way perspective. The big clash of my two naps last time out, Tarzinia and Hannah's Magic. I managed to put the fork in both of those two last time out and they finished second and third respectively. But I've gone with Hannah's Magic tonight, just because I think she's a fair enough each-way proposition. Port Marion is the only one I could tip in the 6.45 with any degree of certainty. 7.15, Umbo Roman, a tentative choice there on chasing debut. Stick with that new kid on the block over there in Ireland, Johnny Burke. That lad is absolutely different class, and he rides the Baylor, who he managed to pull off the canvas the other day to win. If you like, my nap of the night comes in the 7.20. This is it's my nap strategy more than anything else, to back Giants Quest and Fetar Play. I'll be pretty sure that one of those two will win that particular handicap hurdle. And in the final race, Blue Owen gets the vote in what looks a pretty modest bumper.
Okay, good stuff. Should be another good day in Killarney. Andy, good luck with your selections and enjoy the action this evening.
I will do. Thanks, Mike.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.